and welcome to this week's edition of The Signal Check, presented by Door County Broadband. I'm Baxter, that's Eric. Hey, Eric, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Baxter, Merry Christmas.
How was your Christmas, sir?
Oh, it was great. I did some fishing. We had some fun with the girls. Didn't get to see my entire family on Christmas Day, as I've explained in the past.
Yes.
Crazy schedule, but I will see them on Sunday.
Okay.
So looking forward to getting together with everybody.
That's awesome. I'm glad you were able to have a good time with the family. We were traveling for most of our Christmas break. We got home, when did we get home? Christmas Eve, later in the evening time. But we spent Christmas Day just the four of us as a family at home, which was nice. So I spent most of the time with my wife's family, which was a lot of fun over in the La Crosse area. And then just being home for Christmas Day and just kind of hanging out.
That's what we did on Christmas Day.
It was really, well, really needed.
Just hung out, and we watched the Die Hard marathon.
Oh, my goodness. I've never seen Die Hard, but I know that's the big argument. Everyone says, it's a Christmas movie.
I don't know. I just... I don't care whether it's a Christmas movie or not. I absolutely love the movies, and they do play them on just nonstop. Actually, they're still playing. They play the entire week on AMC, I think it is.
And, oh my gosh!
I just
they're fueling the fire of whether or not it's a Christmas movie.
Well, I mean, I get why some people say that it is a Christmas movie, but I honestly don't care. I just like watching the Die Hard movies. So that's what we did. We watched Die Hard and a bunch of other things, you know. Later on at night, we watched, because I had recorded the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The original one?
Yeah, the original one. Mm-hmm. They played it early in December. I think it was like December 5th is when it aired, but I made sure that I set the DVR to record.
So absolutely.
We watched that Christmas Day as well. So it was a great day. I made a pork tenderloin for dinner.
Oof.
And just nice, relaxing day at home.
That sounds amazing. It's funny, too. As a kid, you're always just like, I just want to go do all these things. And then as an adult, you're like, can we not?
Exactly.
Can we just stay home and do nothing, please?
Exactly.
That would be amazing.
Exactly. And I enjoyed it very much. Did some trout fishing over the weekend. And
sounds like a very fruitful yet restful.
Oh, it was a great 4 days off. I'm looking forward to another 4 days off coming here. Going to do some more trout fishing. So... once winter hits, that's all I really do on the weekends is I go ice fishing.
Hey,
so.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Well, we've got a good show in store for you today. A couple of reminders for you, some other information, and of course, the poll question that we always get to with New Year's Eve coming up here in just a few days, Eric. We asked the question, do you stay in or do you go out for New Year's Eve? And I will tell you that the results are very one-sided. Very one-sided.
And I'm not surprised.
I'm not either. I think this is the trend that we're seeing nowadays, and I'm curious to see what folks have to say in response to what we were told. But let's get into some of the other information. You've seen us do a lot of promotion. You've seen us talk about this a lot. The DCWIS and NUWIS email accounts, as we talked about this the last couple of shows, are going away at the day of recording here on the 28th of December. We are but 3 days away from the server going away. The forwarding officially ends on December 31st, and I'm happy to announce that we are under 10 customers that have a DC or NUWIS email left as far as to change it out.
Good.
We had several hundred when we started the process, and now we're down to around the 10 mark, which is fantastic.
And it was nice. Peter Brooks came in here yesterday, and quite a few individuals were here taking advantage of his services. He was helping migrating people from their emails, getting them set up on new stuff, and saving some of their old emails and stuff. So it was nice to have him here as a good resource for our customers. So glad to hear there's only 10, and hopefully they get it figured out because you only got a couple days left.
Exactly right. Yeah, and we continue to tell folks Gmail, Yahoo, Outlook, go to any of those if you possibly can. Those are going to be your best option as far as achieving good quality, secure internet email providers. So go ahead and check those out. If you have any questions in the final days, please give our office a call. After December 31st, there's really not much we can do after that, unfortunately. So we'll do our best to help you, but something you are going to have to get taken care of ASAP. One thing that we talk about every once in a while is using the bucket truck. And as the installers know, the bucket truck is used for helping with 60-foot tower signal checks. It's helped with in the olden days, putting equipment in trees. And we don't do that anymore.
No.
We've talked about that in the past.
It's not a good idea.
We don't do any sort of installs in the trees anymore. The only time we will do an install on a tree is if it is at reachable height from standing on the ground.
Correct.
We still highly, highly don't want to do it. However,
we will do it sometimes. Yes. It happens sometimes. The problems with installing into a tree is that the tree is going to grow,
right,
and the antenna is going to move with the tree as it grows. So your signal is going to change. A little bit more manageable, you know, if it's, you know, reachable level, mm-hmm, you know, and it's a lot easier for a technician to come out there and retune in your antenna. But with the bucket truck, and it's not really a bucket truck.
It's an aerial lift.
It gets pulled behind a truck, it's just not very manageable in the wintertime. But sometimes it needs to be used to get to some of these old installs that, you know, years ago were put up way up high into a tree, because in Door County, it is sometimes that's the only way you could get the service was up in a tree. And there's other situations where safety of the installer is key, where, mm-hmm, you know, maybe it's a roof that's so steep that you just can't get to the top of that roof. It's not safe to do it, whether it's summer or winter or spring or fall, whatever. It's just not safe to do. And sometimes that bucket, you know, that lift gets you up there safely. And, you know, that sometimes that's just what you got to do. But,
and in this situation, too, the reason we bring this up, because folks are saying it's the dead of winter, why do I care? I'm not getting, probably not going to get an install or any sort of work done in a tree. For those that have been calling recently, because this has been funny how this works, the winter months hit, people, we don't hear from tree install people for all summer when it's nice, mm-hmm, all fall when it's still decent. All of a sudden, everything goes haywire in the wintertime. People have been calling saying, hey, I have a, you know, something 20, 30, 50 feet up in a tree. I need you to come out and do a service call, you know, check out the radio, what it is. And we can't. It's not that we physically won't do it. It's just that the lift won't operate in sub 40 degree weather.
Right. I mean, it's got hydraulics in it, and those fluids, they can freeze. They can make it, you know, if it doesn't freeze, they can make it work kind of jerky and,
yep,
weird. And on top of that, you know, a guy has to pull that lift behind his truck to your property. And in Door County, there is a lot of terrain here that is very challenging,
mm-hmm,
when you're trying to pull a lift. I mean, you're going up and down some of these bluffs, and you might be able to get down that bluff, but are you getting back up that bluff?
Probably not safely.
That's the big question. And then, I mean, it's just not safe to be pulling that lift around.
Yep.
It really isn't in the wintertime. So it really hinders what can be done. And, you know, Chris ran into a situation yesterday where he needed to get up into a tree to replace a cable, is what I believe is the issue was. And he just can't physically do it.
Yep.
Now, it's my understanding that customer might have been able to be swung to a different tower.
Might be a new install on the home is what I've been,
I don't know,
I heard in that situation. But even still, you know, we're telling customers that have things in trees that are not reachable from the ground, you're going to have to wait till spring.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And that is. I mean, if you're without internet until spring, obviously that's going to be problematic. Call our office. We'll walk you through the steps as far as getting you either on a hold or doing something to reduce your payments, because obviously you're paying for something you can't do, and we,
right,
can't get out to help fix either.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's not a good situation. It just isn't. But that's where we're at with it. Can't control everything.
So this time of year, folks are getting ready to head back to warmer climates. We've talked about vacation hold on the show before, but in this capacity, folks are still calling. You know, folks are finally leaving for the holidays. They are leaving for wherever they might be headed, down to Arizona, Florida, California, Texas.
Mm-hmm. My grandparents go to Florida.
It's not a bad place to go.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bad place to go.
All they do is there's a campground. It's just like up here, what the people do around here. When they come up, they find a campground, put the camper there. That's where they are for the rest of the year, or until they switch.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, my grandparents, they live down by Racine.
Mm.
And they actually leave right after the baseball season ends.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
They are season ticket holders for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Sure.
So they come up at the very beginning of the season, and then they migrate back down south after the season is done. So
why not?
Yeah. I can't wait until I'm retired and I can do that too. But
yeah, you'll be fishing instead of probably going to baseball.
To be honest with you, I don't know if I would leave Wisconsin. I am such a nice fishing fan.
probably go farther north. Like I'm going to Canada.
Well, why I was not? In Minocqua just a couple of weeks ago, you know, ice fishing. I took off of work and I went ice fishing up there and it was just so beautiful up there. And I told my buddy, I'm like, dude, this is where I'm going to retire, you know, because they've been ice fishing for weeks ahead of us.
Wow.
And that's why we went up there early in the season. That's where I want to retire. I'm not moving south. I'm going north.
Why not? I mean, Canada's beautiful. I'm a big fan of Toronto personally. I've been there a couple times. Really enjoy going there, but
oh yeah, a lot of scenery. It's
you can go to
beautiful.
I mean, North Wisconsin, Rhinelander, you know, some of those other places, North Central, you can find some good places. Mm-hmm. So for those folks that are going, we do want to remind you Vacational is an option that you can put your service on hold. You're still an active customer, but you're getting rid of your internet service for a minimum of 1 month or maximum of 6 months. It's $10.55 a month for vacation hold if you are on auto pay. If you pay by check, it is $15 a month. We had our $5 company plan increase back in May of 2018. So that was also applied to the vacation and utility holds also. Mm-hmm. A utility hold is interesting because some folks will call and say, hey, I have a smart thermostat. I have a home security system. I don't want to pay for all the internet. Can I do the utility hold? My understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you've got a smart thermostat like a Nest, like I have at my house, but that's probably fine.
Right.
But if you've got a security system, that's probably not, utility hold's probably not going to be enough.
Not a surveillance system. Okay. Difference between a surveillance system and a security system.
Sure.
Security systems such as like an alarm.
Right.
You know, you can check in on that.
Yep.
No, not a surveillance system, not cameras and stuff like that. There's not enough bandwidth available. But it's a great option because, I mean, some people are just gone for months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the dead of winter, and they want to be able to make sure that there's still heat in their home.
Right.
They don't want to come back in the springtime and find out that their pipes burst. Not a fun thing to come back to.
So has that happened to you before?
It has not.
Oh, I'll say, I've
because
never had
I don't,
either.
I don't go to Florida. That's so
fair enough. That's hard to have your pipes burst if you still live here.
Yeah. It's never happened to me, but, I can imagine it's happened many, many times to people, and the utility hold is a great thing.
It is
to have.
It is
for that situation.
It'll run you $19.99 or $19.95 a month if you've got the auto pay discount. Obviously, $24.95 a month if you do not and you pay by check. Something once again, you can call our office. You can send us an email. You can even send us a text message or a message on Facebook also. And those are the best ways to make sure that you sign up for one of those two holds. Lastly on the show, we always hit on our poll question. This week, with New Year's Eve being right around the corner, in years past, it's been a big thing for many folks to go out. You go out to the bars, you go out to the big parties, you get dressed up, you go to a gala.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember my parents going to galas when I was a kid. I'd stay with the babysitter. Mom and Dad would go to the big dressed up parties.
Gala.
I know. Such a Florida thing to do. We're going to the galas. Okay. Good for you, Mom and Dad. So we asked the poll question, do you go out or do you stay in for New Year's Eve? 43 people voted. 91% said they stay home.
I'm not surprised.
I thought maybe there would be a couple more going outers because there's those feel like I go out, but I'm only going to like, you know, Joe's bar. I'm going to like, but a resounding amount of people are staying home. And I don't remember if I was thinking about this on the way to work too. I said, I don't know if I've ever gone out for New Year's Eve.
I
maybe once.
I have. Okay, so when you look at this question, you got to look at the demographics. You know,
right? I should look and see
where we are. You know, we're in
correct.
Door County. It's mostly a lot of retired folks up here. Not a very young crowd, so I wasn't exactly surprised at the results that most people up here are going to stay home.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to take that poll question, and if we were in, let's say, Green Bay, and you did that poll question, I think it would have swung the other direction.
That's interesting.
Because there's a lot more clubs and bars and stuff like that out there. I really think it would have swung the other way if we were in a city like Green Bay. But You know, in years past, I have gone out when I was younger. You know, I'm in my mid-30s now. I just don't feel like it anymore, you know? I think I went out. I know I didn't go out last year. I went out for a little bit the year prior, but, you know, it wasn't like a big party. It was just small. It was a small bar. And really, I was only out for a few hours. I went back home, really didn't drink a lot. And when I was in my early 20s, it was a different story. But then I was living in Green Bay.
Right.
So it was available, and there was dance clubs and all kinds of stuff going on there. And a little bit differently when I was in my early 20s. But now, man, I just don't feel like it. It's cheaper to sit at home with a case of beer and just...
You're not wrong.
It's a lot cheaper. I haven't been to a bar in so long.
What was Eric like at the dance clubs? I've got that image stuck in my head.
Don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Get that image out of your head.
That's a dangerous thing. But I agree with you, though. And, I mean, I was even looking at the people that voted, because you can find that out on Facebook to see, you know, who voted which way. Uh-huh. And a lot of people that voted are 20 to 30-somethings. All around the country that I Facebook friends with, that I had shared it on my page, and a lot of them all had voted that they're staying in. I'll give you one vote, though. I'll give you one guess. Somebody that we know that said he would rather go out.
Well, it's not Aaron Geary, because he's
no,
not
he doesn't
on Facebook.
Have Facebook. No, somebody else that we know, though.
Ryan Hoffman.
No, Ryan said he'd stay in too.
Somebody Michael else. Street.
Michael Street is, yeah, Michael of course. Street. Michael Street does not shy away from an opportunity to go out.
I can see that.
Yeah, he was one of a few. He, yep, and then two other guys my age in the Milwaukee area said they would go out, and then somebody, I think a customer of ours that lives in this area, said she would also go out. But I find that interesting, though. I find that interesting, but I will agree, though. I would rather, and I say this in general, when people are like, hey, do you want to go out? And I said, not usually. I would, if I have what I would like to drink out at my house, why would I go out and pay for something
right.
I already
exactly.
own?
Exactly, exactly.
You know, I mean, I love wine. I'm not going to go, if it's for the experience, if I'm going to go to like a nice wine bar in California, if I'm at a vineyard, sure, I will go, obviously, because that's what I'm there for, but I'm not going to go to... you know, Von Steele Winery in Algoma, if I have three bottles in my kitchen,
yeah,
you know, yeah. I mean, or anything of that nature.
It really all depends upon the situation.
Yeah.
You know? And especially now, you know, well, now you've got two kids.
Right.
Now, so, I mean, it's a little bit more difficult. Like, is it worth finding a babysitter for and going through all of that just to go out? I mean, my daughters are a little bit older. I can leave them at home. I mean, I'm going out tonight. I'm going to get a couple of drinks with Ryan Hoffman. It's
sure.
It's his wife's birthday.
What a guy.
Yeah, he didn't invite me. It was his wife invited Christina, and she says, "Well, you're coming with me." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Well, she didn't say it like that.
I don't want to have to deal with Ryan by myself, so you should probably come also.
She didn't say it that way. She said, "Oh, well, Tracy invited me, and so you're my plus one." I'm like, "Oh, okay, great. That sounds like a great idea."
Oh, there we go.
No, New Year's Eve, I'm staying at home. Well, I plan on going fishing New Year's Day.
You should.
I can't be going fishing hungover. It's
no,
doesn't
fall on the ice.
Doesn't work that way.
It's not going to go
well.
Work well. Fair enough. Yeah. I'm going to be, probably packing. I move
That's
a week
right.
from today.
You're moving.
So I probably gonna be packing, just probably hanging out with the wife and the kids, and maybe we'll have some friends over, play some games. We're usually that type of family.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, we'll host something. You can come on over. We'll have some food and drinks. We'll play some games. But I mean, we're not going out. Even when I was young and single, I didn't go out. I think I went to one college party, and even then I left after like an hour because I'm like, this is weird.
It gets expensive going out to the
it
bars.
Does.
You know, especially when you get trapped into playing bar dice. That was always mine. Okay, one more. Oh, I'm going to win one of these. Next thing you know, you just blew $120.
Sounds like that happened to you more than once.
So I just sit at home and I'll just drink beer at home.
Some PTSD from bar dice or something. Oh, goodness. Well, we appreciate all of you taking time this week to join us on the Signal Check. As always, if you have questions about anything that we talk about on the show, the best way to get a hold of us is to give our office a phone call, 920-868-9100. You can email the show. You can email the company as a whole at info@doorcountybroadband.com. For those of you that are texters, 920-868-9300. The show is available on Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm, and wherever you find your podcasts. Eric, any final thoughts as we jump out for another episode?
Just want to say that if you are going out this New Year's Eve, don't drink and drive.
Yes.
You have a safe holiday, and we will see you for a exciting 2019. We have a lot of things in store for you guys. A lot of plans coming here to DCB. So we'll see you then.
For Eric, I'm Baxter, wishing you a happy new year, and we'll see you in 2019. Stay safe, everyone.